This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like Megan was just saying, countries and companies all over the world are trying to gain or maintain an edge in the great AI race. Take, for example, Microsoft, which today introduced its smallest AI model to date called the Phi 3 Mini. While large language models grab a lot of the headlines, a number of companies are working on creating smaller language models. They are generally trained with less data, which means they may know less, but also require less processing power, which means they can be cheaper and work on smaller devices. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
You can think of generative AI systems as having differently sized brains. UVA economics professor Anton Koronik says the large language models are experts. They know a lot about a lot of different things.
And then there are also much smaller models. Their brain is more like the size of a dog brain or something like that.
But sometimes you don't need or want your AI system to be all-knowing. Ohio State Engineering Dean Ayanna Howard says take an automaker who wants to work with a developer to create an AI chatbot for dealerships so they can ask questions about different car models.
You want it to be fast, you want it to be quick.
And you want it to know a lot about the benefits of cloth versus leather seats. But you don't need to take up its computer brain space by training it on things like healthcare.
And so we're starting to see a lot of companies adopt these much more specialized models.
Howard says smaller AI systems can also let companies store their data locally.
It doesn't become part of the ecosystem so that your competitors have access to your data.
Smaller models also require less computing power. And DA Davidson's Gil Luria says that's a giant money saver.
The cost for using these models will be considerably smaller, which will make it possible for us to have a lot more applications.
For example, Luria says we could see more phone apps that'll do things like summarize all your emails or easily make a restaurant reservation based on where your calendar says you'll be later. Essentially, a smaller AI model where the data set is you. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.